Welcome. You're listening to Latin Waves with your hosts, Sylvia and Stuart Richardson. Latin Waves is more than just hot rhythms. This is a show about community, about creating a culture that is inclusive and based on fairness. Because everyone deserves dignity, respect, and has something to contribute. A new world is possible, and it all starts with us.
All I say to every, you know, First Nations person that is out there, you know, who is, just go out and vote. We need to change this and that. And I just want to say the last thing, a nation is not conquered until the hearts of these women, you know, are on the ground. And we are rising. We've, you know, our women are standing and we're not going away.
That's the voice of Bernie Williams, co-founder of the Walk for Justice. And this week's show, we speak to Bernie about the critical need for a new government and to elect a government that will support a full public inquiry. Stay tuned. It's a great privilege to have Bernie Williams on the line. Bernie has been a tireless advocate raising awareness for the murdered and missing women, which is a national tragedy. Bernie is also the co-founder of the Walk for Justice. Welcome to the show, Bernie.
Hello, everybody from Vancouver.
If you can, let's start at the beginning. How did you come to get involved in advocating and trying to raise awareness on this issue? How did you become involved?
My mother was one of the women that died in the downtown East Side. And so were two of my sisters, and my brother was mysteriously hung a few years ago, and then my youngest sister shortly after that was murdered in Merritt, B.C., which is northern. So I've been involved with with this issue for, God, it just seems like forever. It just seems like about 1986 and that. So, yeah, it's been a long journey.
So on this journey, can you explain maybe some of the frustrations you had in raising awareness in the beginning?
Stuart, you know, really nothing has changed in that. Nothing has really changed. It is still the same. The one thing that is really, you know, disheartening is that the numbers just keep going up more and more and more in that, and ongoing battle. It feels like it's an ongoing battle all the time in that.
I remember speaking to you a few years ago, and you were just about to go on the Walk for Justice.
Yes.
Can you talk about your experiences with the Walk for Justice and the general level of awareness at that time about this terrible issue? It just seems that more people should be talking about it. So can you talk about the Walk for Justice and the kind of reception that you received?
Initially, we started out back with, say, the Murdered Missing Women's Symposium that we walked at from Terrace, B.C. to Prince George for the Murdered Missing Women's Symposium. And that was about the mid of 2000, midway in there. And then Gladys and Braddock and I decided, while she was, you know, nitter nattering about, we need to do a walk. And so I just told her, stop talking about it, let's do it. So we started doing, we did the first walk in 2008, where we walked to Ottawa. Hearing that the outpour from the families even back then, I just want to make it clear, you know, that we started the campaign for a national public inquiry, back in about 2006. Of course, nobody would listen to us back then. Not even sure that they're listening now. But we started that campaign back then. So we started the walk in 2008, and that where we walked to Ottawa. That was our very first walk. That was I think one of the hardest things, you know, I've ever done in my life, and that, you know, had to challenge myself to do this walk, and not knowing, you know, each place that we came into, you know, how many, you know, family members, you know, that, that were, you know, affected, you know, and had the impact that it had, you know, in these communities. And, you know, so, you know, on that first journey, you know, with this, it really opened you know, our eyes and that, you know, as to, you know, the ongoing, you know, not thinking that, you know, how many years later, you know, we're here, you know, heck, in 2015, and, you know, heck, that nothing has changed in that, you know, that, you know, like I said, you know, heck, the numbers are going up, you know, higher and higher and higher, and then we, so, you know, heck, we delivered back to Parliament. Back then, I think it was well over 2,000 women's names nationally then. And then we, you know, go on the second walk, heck, in 2009, we walked at the Highway of Tears and that, and we walked for 24 days then. And, you know, how, you know, people, heck, were really not receptive with us, like, you know, especially through that walk there. And it, that was, like, you know, quite, you know, hard, you know, and, like, the communities, again, you know, asking, you know, for, you know, some answers. And so when we, you know, were up there, you know, we met with, you know, certain organizations, family members, you know, we were very well received in that, you know, meeting, you know, some of the family members. And, you know, I believe that the RCMP only had 18 in that women that have gone either, you know, were found, you know, either murdered, you know, or they're missing in that. Walk for Justice data has got well over 40. We met some family members, like in Prince George, from northern BC, you know, heading towards Fort St. John, Fort St. James, like the Northern Park, like by, you know, by Dawson Creek, up in those areas up there, you know, they had mentioned, you know, how they believe that there is more than, you know, still to this day, you know, that they say that they believe that there's well over 500 is women, you know, that, you know, have been murdered. Jesus. Or, you know, who've been missing, like, you know, this is going back, you know, decades, so, two and that. And then we walked to Winnipeg, like, in 2010, we did at the northern part, you know, of the provinces, like, to finish off for Highway 16. So we went, like, from Vancouver to Kamloops, and then head to Jasper, and then walked at the part to Edmonton, and then next province over, and then, like, we made our way to Winnipeg. And that, you know, it frustrated, you know, because I am, you know, because nothing has changed in that. And I think the one thing, you know, that really stands out more, you know, is when we, you know, did the last walk, heck, like in 2011, is when we walked, heck, for 93 days to, you know, to Ottawa, and, you know, with the final, like the final draft of, like the murdered, missing women's names and that. Walk right. For Justice, like today has got well over 4,000 women's names nationally.
This is incredible to me because I've been involved in radio about 10 years, and I remember coming into radio, I didn't have the knowledge. How are you finding the settler community? Are they becoming more aware of this issue? I mean, we had a serial killer in the Lower Mainland, and there was an inquiry. Do you think people are becoming more informed since then, or?
You know what? It still fits the same. I think, heck, it's more, you know, I just need to say it straight up, you know. It really doesn't matter to these people and that. I always tell people, you know, unless they are directly, you know, heck, if they are directly, you know, when, like, they lose, like, their own loved one and that, right. And, you know, and that, like, the impact of that, if they, you know, and I always pray to God that this never, ever happens, like, to a family member anywhere, you know, that they don't lose, like, a, you know, child, like, to murder or, you know, who's missing and that. And, we've been talking, like, about human trafficking for, you know, well over 20, 25 years, maybe 30 years. Of course, nobody would listen to us back then. And then, you know, now, like, it's all of a sudden, you know, become a, you know, big thing now, you know. And, like, we've always spoken about that. We've always talked about, like, the women, you know. And, like, for housing, like, it's a really huge thing for, you know, like, for anybody in that. But, you know, I always believed, Stuart, you know, is that, heck, if there was proper housing, you know, for a lot of these women, you know, that were suffering, heck, from, you know, these, well, addictions, you know. And then, heck, it should not have any bearing, you know, on the lifestyle of any one of these, women in that, you know. They are still somebody's child in that, you know. I don't care what anybody says, you know. It is like a human rights issue, especially, you know, when, heck, there's not proper housing out here. And with that, the election that's coming up, you know, I went to vote yesterday, you know, and I was so happy that I did, you know, because I do have a say in this, you know. And I pray to God that Harper doesn't get in. I really do. Because, you know what, it's not a big deal to him. None of this, you know. He's made it very, very clear that they will never, you know, that they don't want a public inquiry, that they don't want a national one. And, you know, unless it really hits them, you know, to lose like a child or like a, you know, a loved one again, you know, then that they won't get it nowadays. And, you know, when I look at this voting thing, you know, I really encourage every First Nations across, like, you know, Turtle Island, you know, to get, the, you know, to get out there and vote because, you know, like we need to have this change, you know, like we need to have like these, you know, like they've cut so much funding for the women and that, you know, we need to get those back in place and that, you know, and, but most of all, you know, Stuart, like they need to change like this whole judicial system and that, eh? It's not okay for these, you know, men to be released, you know, like to reoffend again. And, you know, once they killed somebody, you know what, like you should be in jail. I wish they would bring back, you know, had the old system and that, you know, where there is, well, accountability in that. And, but, you know, it's a joke in that, you know, that these guys are getting away with 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 years in that, eh? You know, then that they're allowed out. I'm reminded, you know, well, of, you know, Cheyenne Fox and that, how had her perpetrator just got away. You know, and my heart, you know, my heart goes to the families and that. You know, especially to her family and that, you know, this should not have happened. This should not have happened at all.
I was just been watching this election coverage and the Prime Minister basically said that a public inquiry is not on the table. But then he spends a week complaining about the Nijab and the women uncovering at citizenship ceremonies. And his poll numbers actually slightly increase. I mean, is there a large racist population who really cares about this issue?
There is nobody that can convince me that, you know, that racism does not well exist, like, you know, through over 1,600, like, you know, with the data that we've got, you know, well over 4,000 women's names nationally. This is all women. This is not only First Nations women. You know, this is a national, you know, a disgrace. It's a, you know, these are crimes against humanity and that. And I don't know why. But you know what? I just hope and pray that, that he does not get in. And I hope that the next ones that do get in, you know, that, you know, whoever heck it may be, that heck they would take a look and, like, you know, it's not gone away. Heck, there's more women. You know, this is like, you know, why is this, you know, happening?
Yeah.
And, you know, why, you know, I don't understand them. I just don't get it.
You know, I was on Twitter looking, and there's a big campaign for murdering Indigenous women and the redress campaign. And there's a lot of activity, and people are really pushing and talking about it. You know, a lot of good people would like to see solutions to this. It just seems it's just taking too long to get to that national inquiry. So what recommendations would you have to the political parties? What needs to happen to address this issue?
Well, you know what? We do have a, what do you call, international law, you know, and, you know, international courts and that, you know, take it over Canada, like, you know, go above them. You know, there is, you know, other places out there. And, you know, it took us a long time to, you know, go overseas, like, not overseas, you know, across the border here, that we started going, you know, cross over there, you know, and we've been educating them down in, the woman's name is Valerie Atalaman. She's like a Navajo journalist, for Indian country. Thank God for her, you know, that had she put it straight out there nationally, you know, in the States and that, because we could not get, you know, even airtime hardly. I mean, like they give us like, you know, 1 minute or not even, you know, they don't even look at us. But, you know, for the government, you know, they really, really need to step it up you know, housing is, you know, a really big factor, but the poverty, the poverty is so huge in that. I mean, there is, well, accountability, you know, even to our own leadership too, you know, and I'm glad that they're finally stepping up in that, but Union of BC Indian Chiefs out here and the First Nations Summit and at the AFN Regional, these organizations, you know, have been with us, you know, right then and through in that, you know, when nobody would listen to us, you know, and I mean, like, they were the ones that really helped to push this for us too in that, you know, and, you know, that we need to go after, at the MLAs, like the MPs and that, like, you know, just keep going after them, like, you know, educating, you know, about the residential schools and that too, you know, that needs to be really a huge thing, like, you know, through the schools and that, you know, there needs to be education, you know, about all of this, you know, that, you know, we are part of that history, you know, they always say, like, you know, sovereign women, you know, make sovereign nations and that, you know, and, you know, it's the women that have had enough, we've had enough, you know, like, we're standing and, you know, like, we're not going away, like, in any time soon and that, you know, because I have grandchildren, you know, I've got granddaughters and that, you know, and, you know, I want them to feel safe and that, you know, when they go to school, you know, and it's not by the color of their skin or that they're made fun of, or if they want to go to university, college, or anything like that, that, you know, every child should, you know, they should feel safe in that, you know, even if you're an immigrant, it should not matter, you know, that we all, you know, we all have to coexist together, you know, and, but we all need to have to educate, really educate out there, and, I hope that the next, you know, prime minister, and I pray to God it's not Harper and that, because, you know, I mean, he's really adamant about, you know, what he's saying, but, you know, I hope that the other leadership that comes in, that they'd really look at, you know, at these programmings, you know, for the women, you know, and for all women, you know, had to, you know, just really take a look at that, you know, safe housing, like, you know, just to be safe out there, you know. I get scared to walk now. You know, I get scared to walk around in certain areas.
It's certainly disgusting. Our prime minister is so mean-spirited with his cuts. He doesn't give a toss about refugees. He doesn't certainly care about his own people, and he's not interested in this issue.
No, he doesn't care.
And I think there's a large percentage, I feel a groundswell of people who are strategically voting against Stephen Harper. And, you know,
that's what we're doing out here. You know, we are, you know, encouraging every First Nations, you know, that is, you know, that can, you know, just come out to vote, you know, and it's, you know, it's so important, you know, just look at, you know, our own homes, you know, on the reserves, you know, at the dirty waters and, you know, the housing and, you know, the jobs, everything, the health, you know, and the wellness, you know, of the people in that, eh? You know, you get so frustrated after a while, you know, Stuart, you know, it's just like, you know, I mean, you know, I've been taunted, called names, even at my age. These are young people that are very privileged in that, you know, who get to come into my community, you know, and to taunt and to, you know, and like to make it these racial slurs, like, you know, why don't you get a job, you know, why don't you, you know, go back to where you come from, and I'm just like, where is this coming from? You know, everything here, you know, is learned behavior and that. You know, I don't understand this. I am very colorblind. I don't see a color, you know, because I always believe, you know, that, you know, that we all have to coexist together and, you know, and I just want to share, like, cool, you know, one thing with you, like, sure, in the spirit, you know, and I'm not trying to take this away from, you know, at the family, you know, of this loved one. There was a young man that, you know, who was at the airport, you know, was tasered and like, he got killed and that blah, 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 you know, that went on and that.
Yeah.
We had, you know, on how the public outcry for that man was over 50 to 75,000 people coming out, you know, on an outcry for him. But yet, you know, we've got so many women that have been murdered or missing, you know, in the downtown east side. And, you know, nobody really comes out for that except when for February 14th out here. You know, but all the other times, you know, heck, we have to, like, just keep going back out, you know. I mean, we're the ones that are mopping up the blood down here. And, you know, and it's continually every day. it's not something, you know, that has gone away, you know, because these men are allowed to come back into the community once they're released from jail. That they put them, you know, like in certain areas, and then they take off, and then they come down here, and, you know, it's repeated all over again. So then we hear about, you know, we've got a loved one that was thrown out a window, or they say that she committed suicide. No, they don't commit suicide, you know, they don't push themselves out the window. But, you know, and this whole, you know, with the policing and that too, you know, and the police really, really need, like, to be educated, you know, like, about who we are. And, like, you know, I mean, like, we do play a part, you know, like, in the community, and, you know, like, the stereotype, you know, that we're drunks, we're welfare bums, we're this, we're, you know what, come on, you know, this is getting really old in that, eh?
This lack of leadership comes from the top. Last night we had someone in Calgary waving a Confederate flag around against the Nihab. Yeah. This negativity and racism certainly comes from, trickles down from the top. And we had a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, and many Canadians were told the truth about the horrors inflicted and about the injustices inflicted. And I'm all for reconciliation, but what about reparations?
I feel the same way. You know, and it's not about the money. You know, I read a lot of email, you know, and, you know, I read stuff like, you know, if you guys have already been paid out, like, you know, shut up, you know, if you guys just need to move on. But, you know, like, they really don't know at the impact that it has, is, you know, instilled, you know, on the children and, you know, like my son's generation and, you know, and like the other children here, you know, that there's, you know, it's much bigger, you know, than all of us in that, eh? And I don't know, like, you know, I don't know what the answer is, you know. I get so frustrated, you know, we just keep going out there, we just keep educating in that, eh? We try to educate as much as we can in that, and, you know, just have to create, like, that awareness that it's still happening. Nothing has changed. I mean, like, you look at nationally, like, there's over 30,000, you know, of our children, you know, who are in care. And, you know, nothing has changed, you know, from, you know, the residential school, from the 60s scoop. It's still very much there yet. It's very much alive, you know, there. And, you know, unless, like, we get that Harperville, I call him Harperville, you know, get him out of there. Like, you know, get him out of there. You know, put a leader in there that's going to, you know, say what they're going to do and do what they're going to say. Like, you know, what they're saying in that. Like, you know, step it up in that.
And we're coming to the end, and I was wondering if you had a few last words, because my dad used to say to me, everybody does better when everybody does better. And I think if we had a more compassionate society where everybody had access, basic human rights, to clean water, to education, to, you know, reliable food source. I know in the North, food gets very expensive. So in closing, do you have any final thoughts? We have a week left in this election. Any advice?
You know, all I say is that, you know, whoever at the next candidate that's going to come in, you know, I pray that that they have had a little compassion and, you know, look at the whole picture of all of this. This is, you know, this is over 4,000 women nationally. This should not even happen. You know, it should have taken, you know, like the leadership, you know, back, you know, before them, like, to step up in that. So, you know, like, we just, you know, keep hoping that, you know, somebody's going to, you know, listen, you know. And I understand that, you know, Canada has a year for the United Nations, again, had to come up with, you know, with some answers in that. And I'm hoping, you know, that, you know, through, like, this next election, all I say to every, you know, First Nations person that is out there, you know, who is, just go out and vote. We need to change this and that. And I just want to say the last thing, a nation is not conquered until the hearts of these women, you know, are on the ground. And we are rising. These, you know, our women, heck, are standing, and we're not going away. And, you know, just, you know, go out and vote in that. And, you know, we stand with, you know, the families nationally here. And thank you too, Stuart, for, you know, for allowing, you know, a few moments here, to, you know, give you, just a little, you know, update what's still going on, you know, because nothing has changed. You know, have, a National Public Inquiry, we're going to keep pushing.
Well, when I look online, I see so many active individuals who are pushing. They have the redress campaign. They have the MM, Murdered Missing Indigenous Women hashtag that people are pushing. Yeah. And I feel a sea change. I think most people want what's right. We just have to retake our country from these, you know, a lot of them are criminals, let's say it. and
you know that as well as I do.
Yeah, and let's put it back in the hands of other people. And this will air coast to coast. So I hope people take heed of what you're saying, because it's a better country when everybody has equal access and equal
that's
opportunity.
What democracy looks like is when we stand together. That's what it's about.
Exactly. Is there any way for people maybe in the settler community to get some more information or seek out?
Well, just go online. You know, Walk for Justice is still very much, you know, alive yet. I believe that they're doing the final walk next summer. That's going to be at the finale walk and that. So, you know, come out and support and, you know, support the families, you know, ask questions, mm-hmm. you know, go to some of the families, go online and write to like, your members of parliament, your MLA, shake them up and just get out there to vote. We need that change.
Yeah, we're going to demand it, I think. I think we're going to just, no matter what happens on the 19th, we're going to go out and we're going to demand it to happen. And I know you've been pushing so hard for a long time, and I don't think your efforts are in vain. I see a lot of people changing. We just need to change it at the top, that's all.
Exactly.
Thank you for doing this.
Very welcome.
We've come to the end of our show, Latin Waves. Latin Waves is an internationally syndicated weekly program made available through campus and community stations and available out to the world at www.latinwavesmedia.com. Visit Latin Waves Media to hear previous shows, to access resources, or support our efforts towards social change via community project engagement. Thank you and bye for now.